friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
John chapter 1, verse 16 says, for from his fullness, so listen to this, this is a good one. For from his fullness we all received grace upon grace. Amen, amen. Where would we be, dear friend, if it wasn't for the grace of God? Great reminder today from John chapter 1, verse 16. In fact, I think my wife, somewhere in her large wardrobe, has a t-shirt that says grace upon grace, taken from that scripture right there. Hey, it's Thursday, dear friend, this 30th day of September. Boy, that was just kind of hard just to say out loud. October is tomorrow. Today's the final day of September. Praise the Lord. So let's put a bow on this day and make it count. Amen. Yeah. Hey, friend, good to see you. Hope you are just having a good week. We just got another day ahead of us, and then the weekend, and praise the Lord, it's October. It's knocking on our door saying, hey, I'm ready. And we're like, no, I'm not. Well, yesterday was a favorite day of mine. Yesterday was National Coffee Day. Hope you had a chance to, you know, enjoy that, celebrate that. I celebrate that every day, but no, yesterday morning did some radio work and then came home and sat out on my back deck with my Chicago Blackhawks coffee mug, and I just soak in just the sunshine and just the beautiful weather and celebrated National Coffee Day, and I'm celebrating it again today, as I will, Lord willing, tomorrow. So, hey, tomorrow, as I mentioned, is a brand new month, October. So be on the lookout, friend, for the October edition of the publishing wing of this radio ministry called Prime Life Times. It's a paper that is informative, engaging, and positive. I'll tell you what, there's not a whole lot of positiveness out in our world today, but I think you'll find the Prime Life Times really informative, engaging, and positive as you go through each and every article and page. Prime Life Times, you can find out more where you can get your edition, your copy of the Prime Life Times by visiting primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. There's a link on there that says distribution list. You can find out where you can get your copy, and it's in well over 350 locations in and beyond our listening area. And you can even see September's edition right there online as well. It's primelifetimes.com. You know, it was Charles Spurgeon who once said, prayer and praise are the oars by which a man may row his boat into the deep waters of the knowledge of Christ. David Jeremiah said, when the problem is worry, the prescription is prayer. John Calvin said, the door is closed to prayer unless it is opened with the key of trust. Leonard Ravenhill said, no man is greater than his prayer life. The pastor who is not praying is playing. The people who are not praying are straying. Can you imagine? Do you have any idea what we're going to be talking about today for Mark and Friends? Yeah, we're going to be talking about prayer today. We're going to have some great devotional scriptures on prayer and even some great songs pointing us and reminding us to spend some time with our Savior. And so today we're going to be talking about prayer today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything.
Amen. Taken straight from Psalm 42. That's David Phelps here. And as the deer, you're listening to Mark and Friends Today, a ministry of great news media. It's Joey Kroll. And well, today we're talking about prayer. And George Mueller, I'll tell you what, he was known for his faith, but also for his powerful prayer life. And on his way to speak in Quebec for an engagement, he informed the captain that he needed to be in Quebec by Saturday afternoon. But as the captain related the story, he said, "Well, sir, it's impossible. Do you know how dense the fog is?" And George Mueller said, "No, my eye is not on the density of the fog, but on the living God who controls every circumstance of life. I have never broken an engagement in 57 years. Let us go down to the chart room and pray." And he prayed. And he knelt down and he prayed just a simple prayer. And when he had finished, the captain was going to pray. But George Mueller put his hand on his shoulder and said, "Do not pray. As you do not believe he will answer, there will be no need for you to pray about it. Get up, captain, open the door, and you will find the fog has gone." And the fog indeed was gone, and George Mueller kept his engagement. Isn't that a pretty cool story of the power of prayer?
Souls in danger, bodies broken, trouble here. Dark the midnight.
Yes, Karen Peck and New River and Whispered Prayers. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today, talking about prayer today. And Vance Havner, I'll tell you what, Vance, brother just has a good way with words. He really does. And here's what he said one time about talking to Jesus. He said, many a man who would never think of dashing out in the morning without his breakfast, his vitamins, and his briefcase, plunges headlong into a perilous day with an unprepared soul. A little talk with Jesus readies the body, the mind, and the spirit for whatever comes.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Talking about prayer today, Michael W. Smith and the Lord's Prayer. You're listening to Mark and Friends, Ministry of Great News Media. I am your host, Joey Kroll. And, you know, so there's something innocent or precious when you hear children pray. And but there's also something humorous about it as well. Debbie, who's 7 years old, she prayed one time, "Dear God, please send a new baby. The one you sent last week cries too much." Jimmy, who's 6, says, "Dear God, who did you make smarter, boys or girls? My sister and I want to know." Let's see. Angela, who's 8, says, "Dear God, could you please give my brother some brains? So far, he doesn't have any." Hank, who's 7, says, "Dear Lord, thank you for the nice day today. You even fooled the TV weatherman today." And David, who's 7, says, "Dear God, I need a raise in my allowance. Could you have your angels tell my father?" Oh, the preciousness of children when they pray.
A friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God. We often forfeit. Oh, our needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord. Find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus, He knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord. Lord in prayer. despise forsaking. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou will find solace there. Thou will find a soul.